raptor. He plucked the little animal from his shoulder and threw it across the room. The baby scurried between the legs of the adults. The first raptor lowered its snout, sniffed at the baby delicately. Tim took Lex's hand and pulled her deeper into the nursery. He had to find a door, a way to get out. There was a high, piercing shriek. Tim looked back to see the baby in the jaws of the adult. A second velociraptor came forward and tore at the limbs of the infant, trying to pull it from the mouth of the first. The two raptors fought over the baby as it squealed. Blood splattered in large drops onto the floor.
"They ate him," Lex said.
The raptors fought over the remains of the baby, rearing back and butting heads. Tim found a door. It was unlocked, and went through, pulling Lex after him. They were in another room, and from the deep green glow, he realized it was a deserted DNA extraction laboratory, the rows of stereo microscopes abandoned, the high-resolution screens showing frozen, giant, black-and-white images of insects. The flies and gnats that had bitten dinosaurs millions of years ago, sucking the blood that now had been used to recreate dinosaurs in the park. They ran through the laboratory, and Tim could hear the snorts and snarls of the raptors pursuing them, coming closer. And then he went to the back of the lab and through a door that must have had an alarm, because in the narrow corridor an intermittent siren sounded shrilly, and the lights overhead flashed on and off. Running down the corridor, Tim was plunged into darkness, then light again, then darkness. Over the sound of the alarm, he heard the raptors snort as they pursued him. Lex was whimpering and moaning. Tim saw another door ahead, with a blue biohazard sign, and he slammed into the door and moved beyond it, and suddenly he collided with something big, and Lex shrieked in terror. "Take it easy, kids," a voice said. Tim blinked in disbelief. Standing above him was Dr. Grant, and next to him was Mr. Gennaro. Outside in the hallway, it had taken Grant nearly 2 minutes to realize that the dead guard down in the lobby probably had a security card. He'd gone back and gotten it, and entered the upper corridor, moving quickly down the hallway. He had followed the sound of the raptors and found them fighting in the nursery. He was sure the kids would have gone to the next room and had immediately run to the extractions lab, and there he'd met the kids. Now the raptors were coming toward them. The animals seemed momentarily hesitant, surprised by the appearance of more people. Grant pushed the kids into Gennaro's arms and said, "Take them back someplace safe, but through there," Grant said, pointing over his shoulder to a far door. "Take them to the control room if you can. You should all be safe there." "What are you going to do?" Gennaro said. The raptors stood near the door. Grant noticed that they waited until all the animals were together, and then they moved forward as a group, pack hunters. He shivered. "I have a plan," Grant said. "Now go on." Gennaro led the kids away. The raptors continued slowly toward Grant, moving past the supercomputers, past the screens that still blinked endless sequences of computer-deciphered code. The raptors came forward without hesitation, sniffing the floor, repeatedly ducking their heads. Grant heard the door click behind him and glanced over his shoulder. Everybody was standing on the other side of the glass door watching him. Gennaro shook his head. Grant knew what it meant. There was no door to the control room beyond. Gennaro and the kids were trapped in there. It was up to him now. Grant moved slowly, edging around the laboratory, leading the raptors away from Gennaro and the kids. He could see another door nearer the front, which was marked to laboratory, whatever that meant. He had an idea, and he hoped he was right. The door had a blue biohazard sign. The raptors were coming closer. Grant turned and slammed into the door and moved beyond it.